Hello, we are grade 8 students at AIS West, Egypt. We'll be talking about the great chair carrier. The first question,
why doesn't the man carrying the chair believe the narrator when he says he can put the chair down?
I think the chair carrier can't believe the narrator because he thinks he's carrying the chair for fun, but the chair carrier is actually carrying the chair because that's the way he earns his living.
Okay, I agree on what you said. I would like to add on because the chair carrier doesn't want to put the chair down until Patahra orders him to put the chair down.
I would like to add something else because the chair carrier thinks that it's his responsibility to carry the chair. How is misunderstanding at the root of the conflict in the story?
Do you think I'm carrying it for fun? I'm carrying because that's the way I earn my living. What the chair carrier in this phrase means that people think that he was carrying it for fun, but instead it was the way. He was living his life for.
Yes, he is getting. I agree. He is getting paid for carrying the chair, and he has been suffering all these years. And people think that he was just carrying it for fun. And he, in the article, he broke his back and is suffering so much to carry this chair, just to get paid to be able to live.
What contrasting ideologies or perspectives do each of the men represent?
The public.
The public think this is normal because they also have jobs, like this. And this is the way of living as well. They are uneducated people.
The narrator thinks it's weird that this guy is carrying such a big chair and isn't noticed by the public. And the public doesn't understand because this is also their way of life. And
the narrator thinks this is very weird because he is rich and educated. Lastly, the chair carrier. He thinks that he is doing something normal because he is a slave and has been doing this his whole life because this is his way of living. And he is uneducated and very poor, so he cannot get a better job or something better to be paid for living.
As a group, compose a short paragraph from the chair carrier's point of view.
In the point of view of the chair carrier, I think that the narrator is saying something very weird because this is the way of living and I have been doing this job my whole life, which is carrying the chair.
Just like any other job, and eventually get used to it. Just because he is in a way higher level in society, he doesn't think this job is normal and I am doing something abnormal.
Well, the whole society thinks that I'm doing something very normal and are just going along with their everyday life while the narrator is trying to see what I'm doing and why I'm doing it.